What about an operation where you have to have your appendix taken out? What would you call that? Or a disease?
He had appendectomy.
And what do you call that affliction?
Appendicitis.
That's what I should have asked you the first time. When you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come back up out of your mouth, you say that someone does what?
He vomits.
Have you ever used any other words for that?
Well, I guess he spits it up.
If a person vomited, he was sick down here. So he was sick where?
Sick in his stomach.
And if you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, and you want them to come very much, and you tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you say, now if you don't come,
I would be disappointed.
What about, say that with shall.
I shall be disappointed.
If you both are going to be glad to see someone, you say,
we visited.
Okay, or if you will be glad to see someone, you say,
I shall be glad to see them.
And let's see. Let's say that a boy is very much interested in a girl, and he spends a lot of time with her so that people think his intentions are serious. What would you call this relationship? What would you say he is doing with her?
I think he's in love.
Okay. What's another way of describing their romance or their relationship? You say that they are what? They are?
They're lovers or sweethearts.
I'm looking for another term that you could use for that. They're not just dating, they are...
courting.
Did they ever use another way of saying they're courting? Did you ever hear?
Sometimes they say they're going steady.
What do they call a boy in a relationship like that? They say that he is her...
fiancé.
If he's not quite a fiancé, but he still sees her all the time, you just might say that he is her...
he's her boyfriend.
Okay, and she would be his...
his girlfriend.
Have you ever heard any other words for girlfriend? There was one that was mentioned here, Jularkey. Have you ever heard that? A Jularkey? I've never heard it either. If a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say,
you've been kissed.
Were there any old-fashioned ways of saying that they had been kissing or necking or something like that?
They'd been necking.